you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Hey, there goes Tim Johnson.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting.
What timing with today's broadcast being Election Day.
It is.
We pray and hope that you'll go out and vote, that you've registered and you're doing your civic duty and making your ballot count. We just think it's so very important that we've been given this privilege.
It is.
And so take advantage of it. Be sure to vote and let your voice be heard. So
you bet.
That's
and
very
by
important.
The way, people may not know why you said, there goes Tim Johnson out of the blue and random. He was walking by the station.
Yeah,
he likes to walk out there.
Yeah, if you come to Lincoln Square probably 5 days a week, at least four, I would say, sometimes 7 days a week, but oftentimes former Representative Tim Johnson walks this mall all the time, and invariably he has at least one, two, or three people
that
walk with him.
Yeah.
Sometimes, or most of the times, he's on the phone cutting deals or talking to people. He used to talk to his constituents.
Really?
And those that voted him in felt like he was very constituent friendly.
That's a nice
like
word.
He always worked.
Phrase.
I think he never sat on many of these panels or anything. He said, I don't need the titles. I'm working for my people.
Hey, that's great.
And I don't want to, this isn't political.
No,
he's
no,
out of
no,
office
no.
and I'm not representing one party
he's not
over
running,
any
it
other
doesn't matter.
Party. But he did just walk
we just
by.
Saw him go by the window, that's all.
But he does come by here all the time, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So vote today and encourage those that you know to make sure they get out and vote. Now I want to point out something else.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this gal that came in on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny because she started telling me the story. And she's very courageous for doing this, and I applaud her for doing this. And for anyone that feels like maybe something that got said over the air was offensive or maybe misconstrued or misunderstood.
Or we
maybe,
just said it wrong.
Yeah. Which, hey,
that happens,
start
too.
Start lining up, everyone.
No, please.
Yeah.
Be kind.
But this person said, you know, the other day there was this individual, and I started thinking, oh, maybe it was somebody being interviewed on Chris Fabry Live or Janet Parcel. Kind of seemed like she was saying, I was thinking, like afternoon or something. And she said, you know, he said something about the children's choir. And I'm thinking, I've been one of the only people talking about the children's choir. And then she said, you know, he talked about with excitement that there's this great diversity and that there were the Asians and African Americans. And then you said, and Americans.
Oh.
And when that came out of my mouth at the time, something
didn't sound right.
Yeah. You know, and I told you, I'm this auditory learner where many times I'll speak and then I can even shift my point of view as I'm hearing myself saying it.
Wait a minute.
And I tend to be very spontaneous and very quick to answer. Not a deep thinker.
Oh, you are.
And maybe at other times,
anyway.
But on the fly, I'm not a deep thinker. What comes out, comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have shifted my position because after I say it and I think about it, I'm thinking, you know,
wait
I don't know
minute.
If I totally agree with what I just said. Anyways,
I'm gonna argue with that person.
Just know that about me, everybody. So anyways, when I said that the other day, I knew something didn't sound right, but, you know, we went on into the conversation.
Sure.
And when I heard the re-airing in the evening,
dear.
I was like, gosh, I hope nobody misunderstood, because it was kind of a blunder.
That's hard.
And so I think because I said African-American.
And then American.
Yeah, I said Americans,
that's
and I was just meaning to say, like, whites, blacks, Asians.
Sure,
but then you were saying, Mark, saying white and black and then Asian,
that's
you know, isn't
races
right
and
either.
Ethnicities,
And then you had taught me how at one point there was a situation with, I think it was a Saudi Arabian person, and somebody had said, us whites, and the Saudi Arabian person said, wait a minute, we're Caucasian.
Yeah, they are.
And so just so you know, if you meet somebody from Saudi Arabia, even though you might think, well, brown hair, brown eyes, you might think olive, or I don't know what kind of classification, if you'd say, you know, red and yellow, white and black, you know, that children's song.
Right.
But many
probably not good
Saudi
anymore.
Arabians
I don't even
say,
know.
Yeah. Would say, hey, call me Caucasian.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, so all to say that I thought that woman was very wonderful to come in,
yeah,
to take out the time to point it out. And I said, oh, that was me.
You're so, I loved that. I was here.
Yeah, you kind of came in
that
at the tail
great.
End. And
you
I
were
was
so,
like,
so forthright and like, oh, wait, no, that
yeah,
was me.
Yeah. Well, I knew something. And I think by saying African American,
yeah,
then, you know,
it's
had just I just said black, I would have said white. I would have said Asian or olive. Or
your heart
anyway.
Is very good, so, Mark. It's just a language issue.
So, well, I want
you
to
knew
point
it didn't
that out.
Sound quite right.
Yeah. But during these times, there's mm-hmm. such division.
Oh,
there's
I know.
So not giving people the, what we said, not the second guess, the second, not second chance, not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm trying to say. You know, we have a tendency, you know, whatever maybe our hurts or biases are,
sure,
and then if somebody just scratches that little scar,
yeah,
that wound,
it feels terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
it
hey,
does.
So I applaud her for coming in, and I knew instantly, I said, oh that was me, but if you knew my heart and my
yeah.
friendships with people from all walks of life,
yeah,
you would know that there was no intentional.
Yeah.
I said, gosh, I hope it's not like a Freudian slip that there was some bias
oh.
or racist tendency in me, because I've just had many friends. But anyway.
You don't need to worry about it yourself.
But it's good that we're conscientious of
yeah, I was very impressed.
Where
I
people
mean,
are.
And you're making this apology, and you're saying,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I caught it myself, and it was on the air already.
Yeah, that was, well, when I heard it in the evening, I was like, ooh,
oh,
how should I have said it? And
yeah,
I was thinking, oh, what tripped me up? Was it saying African-American and not just saying black, white? And,
mm-hmm.
But like you said, I would have said, probably said black, white, Asian, and then be like, well, you made a minute.
Well,
that's not even that great either.
None of us are going to be exactly perfect in our language, but she was great to
yeah,
come in and point
good.
Out. Because then she could let it go, we could let it go, we could be
yeah.
all okay together.
Happy family again. Stuff. Anyway, so it's election day, get out and vote, and then be conscientious of the words you use.
Yeah, I know.
And I know there's always that, like, terminology and different words, you know, through time. We no longer say that, we say this.
Yeah.
And I know even, like, with the Hispanic or Mexican culture, there's certain mm-hmm. differentiations you need
yeah.
to make to respect people's background and heritage and
yeah.
such.
Well, we do. And none of us are going to be perfect at anything in life. Got to get that down quick.
Yes.
But
for
but we
all
can,
have sinned.
But we can sure keep trying to honor each
yeah,
other.
Yeah.
And I know you want to do that.
Yep.
I want to do that. And I think that's just part of being that salt on the earth,
yeah,
is
yeah.
honoring people.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we're going to honor some people. I think we're going to honor a very important river or waterfall or body of water. What's
it's
the
a
best
waterfall.
Way? Victoria.
Largest on earth.
Chapter 23, Memories of an African Son. You can purchase copies here at the Great News Radio Center. The author is Mary Ann Simpkins, our Monday and Tuesday co-host, our editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times, our director of creative services. She oversees a prayer ministry as a life coach.
I feel like I better get busy.
What else do you have to attend to today?
Well.
Yeah, we're neck deep, as they say, in our December edition.
Yeah, we are.
The November one just came out, and it's being read. And
yeah.
Look
if you
want
to see time speed up, come here.
Yeah. And if you want to live really long, volunteer for this radio ministry. I got to get in my little plug for volunteering.
That's
help
great.
Out.
Yes, you do.
We need delivery people to help us get the Prime Life Times into various locations. There's usually various radio work that can be done from time to time, whether it's vacuuming the center here.
Oh, my word.
Helping clean up after the
children's
choir.
I cannot believe you're doing
done.
This. Yes, we
yes.
need to vacuum after the children's choir. That's true. So, yeah, come on down, do that, huh?
Come on down and help. Or deliver papers. I'm still looking for somebody in the Monticello area. I
yeah.
mentioned that on the Monday edition, but somebody that could help deliver papers there periodically. I have some that are now driving papers. Jerry Selfrick is driving papers from Champaign or Urbana,
mm-hmm.
for that matter, to Danville to drop them off to people that then drop them off
in
to
Indiana.
People that go to Indiana,
that
the
is
Beef
so awesome.
House, and the Covington IGA. And
it's going to be a big thing. I mean, we grow. We have all this growth, and we're over 200, however many, what, 250 maybe locations. And my word, it's going to have to take people.
Yeah, yeah. We need help.
Yeah.
So if you want to help with the Prime Life Times or the radio ministry, we can find something for you to do on occasion. So.
Yeah.
All right. So Victoria, the Memories of an African Son, chapter 23.
Okay.
Let me get my readers on so I can follow along with
That's
my
right.
edition right here.
All right. Victoria, the smoke that thunders. The Zambezi River is one of the greatest and most beautiful rivers in the world. From the mountains of Central Africa, the Zambezi flows through six countries, a glittering blue jewel that makes its way to the Indian Ocean, but not before it unexpectedly plunges downward over 100 meters to create a wild and breathtaking sight, Victoria Falls.
100 meters, how many?
I knew you were going to ask me. And I used to know how many miles that is, how long that is. That's 100 meters. I'll have to work that out. You've got your cell phone out. You're going to work it out.
How many feet are 100 meters?
How long are we going to wait on that answer?
That would be 107,639.1 square feet.
One.
Oh, that's not the right answer. Square feet.
639 square feet. Okay.
I don't think that's right.
All right. Moving right along.
Way to go, Google Voice or whatever. All right. Given that name by the Scottish explorer David Livingstone,
I presume.
That's right. This most extraordinary plunge of water was originally named Mosiontunya, Smoke That Thunders, and is one of the most astounding sheets of falling water in the world. During the rainy season, the water crashes over at stupendous speed, and the spray alone is an exhilarating sight to see and feel. Rainbows are everywhere, even in the moonlight. It is one of the seven natural wonders of the world and has been named a World Heritage Site. I have always found it hard to explain what Victoria Falls means to me. The power of the water alone is riveting, the sound overwhelming. In terms of sheer area, it is the largest falling curtain of water on Earth. And the Zambezi, river of legend, movies, and adventure, the river of Africa's history. One night, I found myself suddenly awake in the little cabin I was staying in on the Zambezi River. The night was incandescent from the glow of a full moon. I sat up and gently pulled back the flimsy white curtain that covered the window above me and looked out at what would have been an eerily silent world were it not for the entrancing sound of the ever-moving waters of the Zambezi flowing by in the night.
Entrancing sound.
It was. In the center of my view, right in front of the moon, at the edge of the river, stood an enormous buck, still and unmoving. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was on the shores of the Zambezi that I was chased by baboons, and where I found myself unexpectedly standing right in the center of a large herd of hippos.
Yes, you're hearing it first here. This is true. This is factual. That's why it's called Memories of an African Son.
And live to tell about it. Most people say, you didn't come through that alive, right? Yes, I did. Alone and completely surrounded. I had been following their footprints and came right up on them. Perhaps my favorite place on the Zambezi was an island filled with thousands of monkeys. They were everywhere, swinging from trees and running on the ground. It became almost overwhelming. Clearly, the island was theirs, not ours.
I would think probably 90, 95, maybe 99% of our listeners can't even imagine monkeys outside of, like, the zoo, where you would see them in cages or swinging in their little territory area.
Sure.
But you saw them out in the wild, swinging from trees to trees.
Oh, yes.
And actually a pack of them, baboons, chasing after you. That had to be terrifying.
It was, and it's a big story, yes. Much has changed now around the Zambezi River and Victoria Falls. Now, there are many more tourist attractions. I'm glad I saw it when I did. I suppose many people feel that as they get older and watch progress overtake more rustic, wilder times. But then, I didn't see Victoria Falls as David Livingstone first saw it, in all of its wild glory. And he didn't see it, as it must have been a century before that. Time moves on, as it always does. Scenes so lovely must have been gazed upon by angels in flight, were the words of David Livingstone in 1855 regarding the majesty of Victoria Falls. I, too, find myself thinking of angels when I think of Victoria, and I'm not sure why. But he was right to say what he did. Maybe it's just the sheer power, the sheer realization of something so uncontainable. Places so far away can be momentarily reached by the divine messengers, the angels, and all places can be seen by God. The entire world is seen by our Creator, which makes me think of the times those angelic beings suddenly showed up, seemingly out of the blue. Suddenly there with Jacob as he slept. Suddenly there in the fiery furnace. Suddenly in the prison where Peter was chained between guards, breaking the chains off of him and walking him out. Suddenly talking with Abraham while on their way to destroy the wicked Sodom. Suddenly appearing to Daniel the prophet by the river in all their burnished bronze brilliance. We can pray for someone across the globe. God's power goes forth, and their lives are touched. It can be instantaneous. There's something about standing beside Victoria Falls that I think might make even a hardened person realize that there is power in this universe far beyond us humans. Victoria Falls is one of the most gripping marvels I have ever witnessed. And for me now, it stands as a reminder of the power of the one who made it. One who has power far beyond anything else that exists anywhere. One for whom nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26.
Okay, got to do that one again. Listen up, everyone. This would be a great memory verse for this very day.
With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. David Livingstone was right. Angels most likely did gaze upon Victoria long before our ancestors were ever born. As Moses said some 3,000 years ago, before the mountains were born or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 2. There are some things that are powerful in this world. The smoke that thunders is one of them. And then there's something far more powerful than that. The one who made the smoke that thunders. God, don't let me pretend that you are a controllable thing or idea that we can make up to suit ourselves or mold to what any current fashion might enjoy. You are your own. Your power is beyond me, beyond us, beyond all we can ascertain. We are still just trying to figure out the world you made. Give us the humility to understand, as so many of the ancient peoples have known, that there is indeed a great Creator, one above it all.
Writing down a few different notes here. I'm trying to think two different songs I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe I'd close out the program. Ooh. There's one, Angels Watching Over Me.
Oh, I like that song.
That's kind of a fun, I like the rhythm and the beat. And
oh,
then I was thinking, Our God is an Awesome God.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah.
good one, too.
Well, they're both good.
So I don't know. We'll figure out which one I'll close out with. But
take quick votes. Yeah. Have an election.
Hey, we'll announce it for you over the air. Which one should we play, everyone? Call in now.
No, quickly.
You know, David Jeremiah, the last few weeks, I haven't heard it this week, but he was talking about angels.
I heard it this morning, yeah.
And the difference, you know, we know there's the seraphim and there's the cherubim.
Right.
And sometimes we have those little postcards and stuff, those chubby little babies.
True,
he said, far from these chubby little innocent-looking creatures, anyone that saw these seraphim or the cherubim were terrified.
Well, they fell over in dead faint.
Yeah.
Can you see somebody standing in a river gleaming bronze that's like, I don't know, 9 times taller than you?
He said that. And then he read through the account of Billy Graham's book on angels all these different accounts in the biblical account. And it's been really an interesting study in how God uses these angels. And sometimes we think, oh, we all have these guardian angels and stuff. And there is that verse, aren't all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inhabit salvation, I think. Mm-hmm. So differentiating, not just everyone has these guardian angels that Certainly those that follow God have angels assigned to look out for them or to minister to them in different ways. And so he's really opened my eyes to different things about angels and the roles they have and the angels before God saying, holy, 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 and the majesty of them. And
was it Jesus that said, you know, think about how you treat children because their angels always see the face of God. Mm-hmm. That's a very scary, powerful scripture.
How there may be times, I think it was Jesus, that you entertained angels without your knowing.
Yes.
You know, or
yes. I think that does happen.
Okay, we'll go with Angels Watching Over Me.
I like that song a lot.
Song. Yeah, this is...
I need that song.
I'm thinking of my good friend, and I can't think of his name
right now. Oh, he's a good friend, is he?
Yeah.
Who is he? Who is
what
he?
Is he? Come on. And he sang with the Singing Men a time or two before. In fact, the Miningers, their younger son, and I can't think of his name, he recommended this. Oh, it's going to come
and
to
you're
me.
And you're going to go vote today. Do you need a list of names?
That's right. Take it to my booth with me. Well, at least I'd have the title right. Angels Watching Over
Me. Yes, you do.
Oh, it's coming to me. Sing with the Singing Man. He's my Facebook friend. Oh, forgive me.
So you were looking up on your phone. Now you're going to look up on Facebook.
I have to have the song, but I'll play it now for everyone. And may you go and vote today. May you go in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he cares for you, that he loves you, and that he wants to work in and through you this very day. So. Oh, yeah, Kevin Mills. Oh, yeah, he's just a great guy. So, Angels Watching Over Me by Kevin Mills. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Marianne, for writing this chapter. Very good again.
I wish
I could go to Africa sometime and see this great fall called The Smoke That Thunders.
You can, but it won't look quite the same.
Not quite the same. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray. Angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
All night, all day.
Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Well, if you get there.